In cabinet meetings, where leaders from the opposing parties sat side by side, Mandela listened to all the opinions and then drew his own conclusions. Like Jongintaba, his boyhood mentor, he took it like a chief, said Mac Maharaj. He listened impassively, took everything in, and then intervened. Mandela continued to be the great consensus builder. Only now he was not only reconciling individuals, but entire political parties and countries. In 1996, a new constitution was ratified. Mandela acknowledged the different groups that had worked together to create it, saying, "Our consensus speaks of the maturing of our young democracy. It speaks of the trust that has grown in the blast furnace of practical work as we, together, rolled up our sleeves to tackle the real problems." In his presidency, Mandela was perhaps best known for his forgiveness. He called on old enemies and old friends alike. He visited Afrikaners and made them feel welcome in the new order.